Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Scary Movies Month continues here on Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday, October 27th, 2022, which means this is this month's bonus episode. So I did not skimp on quality guests. They are Dan Van Kirk, Jay Washington, and Clark Wolf. Hello.
Hello.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Can you believe it? Clark Wolf is finally being called on first after a life of wolfness. Congratulations and welcome back, Clark Wolf. What have you been up to?
Oh, wow. What an honor, Doug. Thank you for having me. I've been good. My spooky season has been, you know, chugging away. And I just wrapped a movie. I think when I talked to you last, I had just wrapped a movie. And that announcement has been made since. It is a scary movie.
That's so cool.
The Last Shift reboot. Starring Jesse Sula, it was announced after I did this show, and should be out hopefully next year.
Wow, The Last Ship. That movie's crazy, right?
It is crazy, and it's about to get even crazier.
I bet it's going to be taken up a few notches. That's crazy. And of course, that's plenty of time for you to come back again before, you know, closer to the to when people can see it.
Oh, indeed. I'm hoping for it, and I'm counting on it.
Well, there you go. Also joining us today, we have a recent champion, this gentleman, and I say that with all due respect, won the games on Saturday at in front of a live audience where the pressure is extra, extra strong. It's Dan Van Kirk. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Doug.
Hello,
Thanks
champ.
For having me back. Thanks, man. It feels good.
Been
a while.
Have you back, champ? yeah, you won the games last weekend, barely.
Very barely. I did good in the. I did very well in the early games. It was the final game that was difficult.
Yeah, that was a tough one for everybody. I feel like the other guests today would have been would have aced it, or at least done much better than what went down. Real quickly, though, from the corrections department, Van Damme's father was not a garbage man, and Busta Rhymes is not dead. That's those true. Those are the two mistakes I made in that last show. And when I said, after we were talking about Busta Rhymes, I said, RIP, you said, you go, what? And then no one else mentioned it ever again. So there was never a conversation about it.
Nope.
It was just you disagreeing and moving on. I didn't even know.
I was like, and then I was like, hey, we didn't establish that you were or were not doing a bit too. So you could have just been like, yeah, it was a joke.
Exactly. No, I just fucked up. Busta Rhymes was in the news for something else, like something great is going on in his career. And I just equate that to when you hear about somebody, it means they just died, you know?
I was hoping that your corrections was going to be that, and Jay and Clark, I hope you will agree with this. If you list the top four things for LL Cool J, how is one of them not NCIS Los Angeles? When they put TVs and movies, that's still,
it has to be, it has to be at this rate.
It doesn't,
but sometimes people, they go the pure route and he's just got movies listed, you know, maybe as an actor, he wants to up his movie profile. So he's pushing that instead of this, TV show.
Yeah. I mean, he's got TV money for the rest of his life. So I guess he can just be like, push the movie side of things because he's set forever.
Let's face it, Destruction of Eva or whatever that was called, or no, was You're that close. It?
No, I don't think that's what it was.
That's
it not might it. Be exactly that too.
No, that's another cool. movie. He's in one called something else of Eva.
Deliver Us from Eva.
Is him, Gabrielle Union. It's a, a lot of people don't pay attention to that movie. It's actually pretty damn good.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That would probably fall off of his best known for if, NCIS was in there. So, I say keep that movie alive through his IMDb page. And that's what happened. Let me introduce Jay, and then I'll tell him about what happened the other day. Here to challenge your champion status. Along with Clark Wolf is challenging you as well. This is going to be a tough one, but we have Jay Washington. How's it going, Jay?
I am good, man. I am so happy to be here. This has been one of those things like, I made it, mama. I finally made it. So I'm good. I'm here.
Well, and you probably would have known a lot more about the final game the other day on the show was basically hinged on knowing about the Halloween movies. And I somehow picked a panel of people that not only don't enjoy horror films that much, also do not know about that particular one or that series.
That's terrible, especially with Busta Rhymes going trick or treat, motherfucker, which that'll forever live in infamy to me. Out of anything in the Halloween movies, that will always stand out.
Yeah, see, you know them and also can discuss them. Everyone just sat there and looked at me like, what are you trying to do to us? Are you trying to make us look bad in the eyes of John Carpenter or Jamie Lee Curtis or something? And the answer was yes. But Dan Van Kirk ended up prevailing. And so he's here to compete again today. And he's the first person that has to answer the following question or actually request. And that is, I would like each of you, starting with Dan, to recommend a scary movie. Or, Dan the other day on the show recommended a frightening documentary.
The Last Breath.
Yeah.
Netflix.
So you can't say that one again.
I will not.
So what do you pick so this?
Because I watched two new to me horror movies that same week. I'm trying to pick which one I want to go with. I'll go with the one I don't think I mentioned when we got together at Dynasty Typewriter, as where people can find you, I think, once a month. I'll plug for you.
It's Doug. True. It's true. Once a month.
I'm going to go with a Netflix movie, suspense thriller called, I think it's called Calibre. And it's the story of two friends, I think, reunited after a few years of not getting to see each other. And they go hunting in a very remote part of England. And things don't go well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I would put
very, very esoteric choice, Dan.
if you've seen The Ritual, which is four friends going on a long planned hiking trip, which I think is an excellent horror movie, but it's been out for quite a few years. If you've seen The Ritual, I think you'll enjoy Calibre, and stick with it. It's more interesting than I think you'll think it's going to be.
You know, I love a movie where somebody says stick with it. I love going into a movie knowing it's going to be some sort of chore. Well,
can I say why? And I don't think this gives anything away. So often, I think we talked about this in horror movies. So many times I'm like, hey, the toaster just made toast and it's not plugged in. Like, there's so many times where I would like leave, I would get out of this house, I would turn back. So for me, that rubs me the wrong way a lot in movies when it's that people are making what I feel are very easy decisions and they don't make those decisions. So there's just some of that where you're like, would you really keep going? Would you really keep doing this? But it takes some interesting turns. So that's what I meant by it.
All right. Calibre, Calibre.
Yes.
Calibre.
Yep. Point for Doug.
All right. It's not Caliber.
I think it's Calibre.
All right, let's move over to Jay Washington.
I've been seeing so many people talk about the sequel to this movie that I had to check out the original. Y'all already know what movie I'm talking about then.
Yep.
I finally watched it, and let me tell you something. Thank God for Tubi, because if you want to find every terrible black movie and horror movie you didn't know existed, Tubi is your place. It is this movie called Terrifier. I didn't know that this is one of those old, it was made in 2016, but has the most old school gory horror feel out of it from out of the gate. Like out the gate in the first 5 minutes, you're like, okay, so we're just murdering people. Like violently, and it keeps you going with it. And again, it's one of those horror movies you're like, I can't believe I'm watching this. And so once I'm done, I'm gonna watch the second one, and then I'm gonna go to a church and get baptized again because I'm gonna need that for my soul after sitting through the both of these.
Yeah, you really did watch them both?
I haven't watched the second one yet because I was like, I don't want to watch the second one until
it's
I watch
too
the first.
Much, right?
The first one is just wild. Like, I was like, this is what? Huh? Like this is happening. And I didn't know, I recently did some research on it. The budget is like only like $100,000 or something like that. And I was like, okay, it looks like it, but damn. I mean, did you just like forget and say, fuck it. You know what? We got $100,000. We're going to make a clown kill people that looks like a real person as a real clown on the streets of Santa Monica, probably. Like, it's just terrifying. And that's why this movie's called Terrifier.
It's perfectly named because people that are about to be murdered by a clown generally will be terrified.
Yep.
So he is indeed a Terrifier. And then, okay, yeah. So how long is Terrifier 1? Because Terrifier 2, I'm told, is a terrifying 2.5 hours.
See, that's unnecessary. That's ungoddamn necessary.
I mean, that's why horror movies are 90 minutes long. Like, who wants 2.5 hours of, you know, breathless mayhem, you know?
This one, the first one is only like 80 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's then the
so if you add them
like
together and then divide in half, they're two 90 minute movies.
Yeah. Just set them both up and then have an intermission.
Exactly.
Clark did the Quentin Tarantino method of horror movies. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Just Kill Bill it.
You know, yep. Just Kill Bill it.
That's the other question I guess you can't answer, but it, you know, I'm wondering if Terrifier 2 like just picks up where Terrifier 1 left off, or you know, what the connection is between the two, other than obviously they got to keep that same clown character around. I guess he doesn't die at the end of Terrifier.
All I know, I got to find out. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to find this out the hard way. And again, I'm just going to have a lot of priests, rabbis, nuns, pastors, and bishops on standby, because I'm going to need all of that. Because I'm going to need that after this first one. After this first one again, after I saw, because I was like, this is just, like you said, it's so much for such a short time. It's so much.
Jay, can I ask you, it's not scary though, right? It's just gore.
Like, it's really just gore. There's no scary, like, you get a slight jump scare here and there, but nothing that's major. You know what I'm saying? Nothing that's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just the gore.
Man, so weird. Clark, What have you got for us? What would you like to recommend today?
Well, I have not made the leap to Terrifier 2 either. You know, I started Terrifier 1 and I was like, congratulations, Art the Clown. The actor who plays Art the Clown is fabulous, but I am all set. So I did not finish that motion picture. I did, however, watch Barbarian finally when it hit HBO Max this week, and starring Justin Long, who I've done this show with many times. Boy, I think it's just as good as everybody is saying. And it was very refreshing and like in the horror space. And I will say that I will echo the thing everyone else has been saying, which is know as little about it as possible. Just watch it. It's real good.
Yeah, those people have had to work hard because it's like now it's reaching the, I don't think it's in theaters and it's probably, or, you know, it's in some theaters, but it's moving towards on demand and then, you know, and probably a streamer. So like, you know, everybody's going to start seeing it pretty soon. So then we can talk about it more because it really is a fun one to not know anything about. But to circle back to what Dan was saying, it does have like, I mean, I could say that there's a hallway in Barbarian and yes. that people should not go down it.
Yes,
willingly. They're so the willingly dumbest, going down that
the
hallway.
The dumbest choices.
Why do people do stuff like that? I never understand.
I will say.
Just justify it for me.
Yeah, there is one thing that our lead does where I was like, oh no. It was in that moment. So it is on HBO Max now, so you can stream that.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah,
yes. But hashtag not sponsored. But, you know, I that was the moment where I was like, I love watching things at home now, but also I wish I were watching this with a crowd to hear everybody yelling at the screen.
Stop, yeah. But Clark, yeah. Can I also ask you, and I think any person who has even a passing interest understands that at some point someone goes into a house. Yes. So I think we're safe to say that. You wouldn't have even have ever even gone in that house. Am I correct?
There's
no world in which... Yeah. Any woman I've ever known, and most men, but definitely all women, would have been like, yeah, I'm going to come in.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'll give the movie the first 15 minutes. They do a very good job of convincing me about the situation. Mm-hmm. But then the 10 minutes that precede that, I was like, no, ma'am. No way.
Did your Southern accent come out real hard, Clark? No, ma'am.
But it's still great. It's so great. Justin Long
is so
good.
Oh, it's super fun. And you got to have, you know, things like that kind of have to happen in these things. But it's just sort of, it always cracks me up that, you know, there's movies that turn this genre on its ear and are smart and fun and funny, but they still, you know, you still got to get, you know, you can't get out trope free, especially with we talked about this the other day, that this whole cell phone thing makes the screenwriting part of horror movies extra puzzle because you always have to figure out, well, why can't they just figure it out by looking at their phone?
Yes, 100%. I just wrote a slasher movie and the cell phones were just that. It's true. It's really, really true.
Because now the trope is all of a sudden the phone has no signal anywhere. Like there's a cell phone blocker. That is just a common trope now when you do have a cell phone. It's like, oh my God, I can't get service. And you're like, what is this? All just Sprint? This is terrible.
Yeah, it's funny because like, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, chances are better of getting service because there's not a million other people trying to use the same service. But I don't, you know, I'm no expert on being stranded in the wilderness with a cell phone and I don't plan to be. If I ever get stranded in the wilderness, I better not have my phone. That's all I'm saying. I want a real challenge.
Oh Lord. Oh boy. No. You said it.
I want a real challenge
for myself. Right. All right.
Roll beginning credits.
Yeah. we got to go to our first commercial break. Thank you for those recommendations. I'll run those up the old Doug Loves Movies Twitter account flagpole and see who salutes. But I think everybody can agree. We've got some plenty of scary options. And like Clark said, Barbarian is on HBO Max right now. So you can just watch that this weekend. And we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and our first game today is something I call, for reasons I don't even remember, ABCD's Nuts.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's only called that because of the ABCD part. And as long as you said ABCD, you might as well have some fun. And, but it's a spelling game where I'm going to give you something that we're spelling today. And by spelling, I mean with each letter in this thing, you have to come up with a movie title, just one movie title that begins with that letter. I'll start with Dan. Wait, is that right?
Sure.
No, I said earlier we're fixing this alphabetical issue. We'll start with Clark.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, Clark, then Dan. Then, sorry, Jay. Jay and Washington, they both letters are towards the back of the alphabet.
Yeah,
Miss Bunch. All right, so Clark will get the first letter. We're going. Oh, here's what we're going to spell. We're going to spell in honor of the fact that Dan and I are going to be performing there next month in Houston at the Come and Take It Festival is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So we're going to spell Come and Take It.
Oh.
So the first letter to Clark would be C, and she names any movie that begins with the letter C and remains in the game. It's that easy. But if she matches the movie that I wrote down that I have sitting here in front of me that begins with the letter C, then she wins the whole game. And we proceed like that. The next letter is O, so Dan would get O, and then Jay would get M, and then back to Clark with E. We go through and spell Come and Take It. But like I said, anybody matches, they win. And there is definitely a theme at play here. So going first really isn't that much of an advantage because you don't even know, have an idea what the theme might be yet. So Clark, start us off and name any movie that begins with the letter C.
All right. I'm going to try to keep mine Halloween themed. So I'm going to say Candyman.
Now, see, that was very smart of you to go Halloween themed because obviously that's certainly something I would tend to do in this particular month. But the film that I wrote down was Child's Play 2.
The second one. I like that. Very specific. Right?
Yes. So now we go to Dan with the letter O.
Okay. Can I ask you, the word the counts, right? That would only work.
Yeah,
for two.
It would count as that would be a T, like The Godfather is a T title.
Okay.
So what do you think for O?
Well,
because that is the perfect time to ask when the letter is O. Yes, but what about the letter T?
I don't think it will be on your list, and I can't think of a horror movie or Halloween movie that starts with O, and I'm sure there's probably a very obvious one. I'm going to go with...
I wish the title "Oh God" was a horror film.
Well, you know? I am gonna go. You were part.
Maybe
of
add an exclamation point or something.
Oh brother, we're out thou.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh brother, we're out thou is a classic Coen Brothers film, but no, mm-hmm. I wrote down "Open Water 2: Adrift."
Ooh. Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
What's happening? M is the next letter to you, Jay.
All right. So I'm seeing a pattern with sequels, and by sequels, just the second one, and a little bit of horror and suspense. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take an educated guess because there's a lot of M movies I could go with. Maniac Cop 2.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No way.
Where's my stupid sound
effect? Oh, my God. He did it.
I can't find my... I have like a winter whistle, but I can't find it. So I'm gonna have to substitute for a whistle that doesn't sound like a winter, but it is a whistle nonetheless. There you go. Jay Washington nailed it. Maniac Cop 2 is what I wrote down.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
And that was, as I came up with Maniac Cop 2, I was like, there really is a dearth. That means very little, right? There really is a dearth of M movies, mm-hmm. M horror movies that are a sequel because it had to begin with the M.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that was the one that I landed on, and I was worried this would happen with such advanced players, but it's so exciting when that happens. If you don't mind, since I wrote all this shit down, let's just go ahead and play it out. See if anybody else can nail it. But that is it. Maniac Cop 2. So then E would be the next letter back to Clark.
Yes, I have Evil Dead 2.
That's correct as well.
Yes. I had a feeling.
Now let's go to Dan with the letter A. Let's show him, Dan, how we do this.
I'll try. Amityville Horror 2?
No.
Dang it.
that wasn't a bad guess.
I tried.
I think that's what it was called. Amityville Horror.
Oh, you're probably right.
So I went with one where we all know that it begins with the letter A because it's A Quiet Place Part 2.
Good call.
Yeah, keeping the show current. The next letter is N to J again.
Okay, so this one is a sequel, but it's just sequel the way it's the name. Night of the Demons.
I can't believe how good you are at this, because that's what I wrote down. Is Night. I even wrote down a 2 next to Night of the Demons 2. All right, D is the next letter.
Okay,
Clark.
So I'm gonna just blow it because I love this movie so much. I'm gonna say Drag Me to Hell because it's one of my favorite horror
movies. Oh yeah, that's the perfect one. But of course, it's the first in the. You know, maybe they should make a sequel to that. But the one I chose is Damien Omen. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good call.
And then T is the next letter back to who is next? Jay.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Terrific guess, but it's quicker to write down Troll 2.
This is very...
A, you can do this, Dan.
I know. Well, I don't know if I could think of another... A sequel, A horror movie. Man... I mean,
but Jay was right. It's all number twos,
right? And I don't think they made a sequel to Along Came Polly.
What about
I don't
Annabelle?
Know.
Annabelle 2.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Good one. Yeah,
is that what? I don't know if there is an Annabelle 2.
There definitely is. There are three, yeah, but it's in fact.
But is it called Annabelle?
No, it's called Creation. Annabelle.
Yeah.
Creation. Yeah, because it's all part of some weird horror
universe. Yeah.
Conjuring universe. TCU, baby.
You give up, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, along came Pop, is what I'd say.
Yeah. Probably one of the most famous film series where A is the first letter.
Mm-hmm.
Anaconda.
I know
two?
What it is.
Alien 2.
No, it's a nightmare on Elm Street.
Frederick's Revenge.
Fred's Revenge.
This next one's so silly. It's the letter K. And who is up next, Clark?
Hey.
K, yeah. Can you think of any? K horror movies?
Yeah. K. Kill. No. What are we spelling, by the way? I thought we were spelling come and get it.
Come and take it.
Take it.
Yeah, we don't want you to come and get it next month at the Houston comedy space called The Secret Group. We want you to come and take it.
Take it. Okay, Kay. I'm going to say Killjoy 2.
Oh, that's a good guess. It doesn't have a 2 in the title, but I've been sworn to that this is a sequel, second in the series. Killer Crocodile.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Like some 60s thing, I think. E is the next letter.
That would be me. I'm going to go Exorcist 2.
Full title?
The Heretic.
That is correct.
Yes!
I mean, Jay cannot lose at this game.
Wait a second. There's definitely a V in front of Exorcist.
No, Exorcist 2, The Heretic, doesn't have a D.
It's just Exorcist 2?
Yeah, oh, you're talking, it's The Exorcist. Yeah, so we're doing art, so the doesn't count, right? Because, I mean, it depends on, like, some movies will label it alphabetically by E, just like with A Nightmare on Elm Street, it'll be either A or N, depends on whoever does it.
No, I stand corrected. It is just Exorcist 2. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes, Lord.
Wild.
Look at God work. Yes, look at him work on Halloween. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Next,
I think, you know, they don't, The Exorcist 2, The Heretic, just gets too bogged down. They want to get there fast.
Let's get there, baby. Let's get there.
Let's get to that Heretic before we lose interest. All right. And then I is the next letter. And that would be Dan again.
Yeah, but didn't we get out of order? Isn't it Clark?
We might have.
Okay. I don't also doesn't matter. Because the game was won extremely early on.
Mark was K and then J was E. So
I'm going to go with I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's spelled with the E, the word I, in that case. I'm kidding. But would that be funny? It was I Know What You Did, E.
I know. I was like, wow. That was awesome.
I went with this is another one Clark probably already has on the tip of her tongue. Insidious Chapter 2. So that I split off into books for just this one. And then book chapter titles. What a fun game that would be. No one would know any. Okay. And then T is the final letter.
That would be Clark.
And Clark, what
sure.
Do you think?
I mean, I got to do it. Art the Clown, Terrifier 2.
Yeah, that would have been so clever of me to pick that. But you know what I picked instead?
What?
The Hills Have Eyes, Part 2.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Works.
Yeah, I thought I had to throw in some tough ones. Like, I thought, you know, that this would be too easy. And I was sort of right. But now, as long as we're here at this juncture, let me ask everybody. We'll start with Dan.
Yeah.
What is your favorite horror movie sequel? It has to be the second one or further. What's one that you think is superior, maybe even better than the OG movie it sprang from?
That's a very good question. Because I have ones that I love, and I don't know if any fall into the second, because like I don't think Jaws 2 is bad, but I love the first more, obviously.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Yeah, come back to me.
Jay, what do you think?
A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Okay.
Dream Warriors.
It's arguably, like, you still get Freddy, but this is when Freddy starts playing with his victims, and it adds an extra layer to him. And the way he was murdering kids, and this one was the greatest thing ever. We got the greatest line, "Welcome to primetime, bitch," is in this movie. It is always going to be a Nightmare on Elm Street 3 to me.
Yeah, that one is really, you know, and it was like, there's lots of things to love about the second movie, but they sort of like walked away from the some of the things that were set up by the first movie, and Dream Warriors was kind of a course correct that was never topped, in my opinion. I don't think there's a better Nightmare on Elm Street movie than Dream Warriors.
No, they didn't. Dream Master and Dream Child, they're okay. But they're like, Dream Child just went real, just, it was weird. But like, Dream Master tried, but it never topped Dream Warriors.
All right, Clark, what do you think? What's a good sequel?
I got a shout out 28 weeks later. I feel like it's like the aliens to Alien, you know, it's different. It's more action oriented, but boy, that cold open is so good. And, you know, the cast is Imogen Poots and Robert Carlyle and Jeremy Renner and Idris Elba. Like, that cast is, oh, and Rose Byrne. That cast is crazy. So I really, really love 28 Weeks Later, and I think it should be considered one of the best horror sequels of all time.
All right. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going, you know, pretty old school with my, like, what is probably still my favorite zombie movie. And of course I've got lots of ones that I like, but the sequel to Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's technically the number two. That one, that would be my pick, Dan.
Yes. I know this is a little jokey, but it has a very soft space in my heart because I think it's so wild. But every year I watch Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, and I just marvel at what it must have been like to go see that in the theater. Because if you watch the trailer, which I've also done, there's no indication that Michael Myers is not going to be in this movie. And they also make it seem like, you know, this Halloween, what is it, Halloween's coming for everyone or something like that in the trailer. And I just, it's so bad and weird, such a wild left turn that it fascinates me.
Yeah, they really took it in a weird direction. And like, for me at the time, because I did see it in theaters like the weekend.
My God. What did you think? Were you like, what? You
I was crying? Like, I might be a child, but this is fucking dumb. Like, I did not like it. And I also, it's surprisingly headache inducing because that goddamn song that they play over and over again.
Oh,
and that guy, he's so like, annoying.
And that guy, he's like 60 and that girl's like 22. But also, like, this is another thing. I recently rewatched the thing, and I decided I wanted to know how old every person was when the thing was made. Wilford Brimley is 47 in that movie.
Yeah.
He's 47.
Yeah. Damn. Wilford Brimley like hit the ground playing 65. Like, he really,
I really think a lot of it has to do with just like cigarettes. Just people aged so much faster back then, and nobody cared about like diet the way that we do now, or like health and fitness the way that our society does now, just skincare the way that our society does now. But yeah, that movie,
guys that look old earlier than other people, they lose their hair quicker, they get gray quicker, or whatever it is. So they're like, you know, I mean, Steve Martin's had gray hair for 60 years now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. There's a meme of, I think it's like Wilford Brimley in Cocoon, and he's like 5 years older than Paul Rudd.
Oh no.
And it is like my favorite metric that the internet has come up with is to compare Paul Rudd to people. Like, I think Paul Rudd's older than Ted Cruz or something like that. And so they like to put him side by side with Ted Cruz. No. And I'm like, oh man. But the Wilford Brimley one is definitely one of my faves.
There's a story that Stephen Tobolowsky tells when he literally had a, like a breakdown in it. When he realized he was losing his hair and he was just starting out as an actor, and he had a mentor or somebody who was an actor that he knew that had been around for a long time. And they told him, yes, I know it feels horrible that you are definitely going to lose your hair, but you are, and he was like 33 or something at the time, 29, I don't know. But they said, you will be, as soon as it's done, you're going to look that age the rest of your life, and everybody else, everyone else is going to look older than you, actually. Yep. You'll be able to play this for 40 years, the same character, and other people will not be able to do that. And he said it just gave him a whole bunch of like confidence and solace, and they were right.
I would like to hear how that message was delivered, though, because at first when you hear something like that, once your hair finished falling out, because all your shit is gone, once it just is gone, you're going to be stuck. Trust me. It's going to work out at the end. And you just sitting there looking at hair falling out like, how the fuck does this work out? Like,
yeah. Yeah, and he can still put on a hat or a wig or whatever. Like, you know, the actor with no hair has more options than an actor who has, like, you know, luscious long hair, like, you know, like myself. All right. We're going to be right back with today's most important game after these messages.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and so far, you know, Jay's been running away with this thing, but it's all just warm up to this point because since he won the first game, Jay gets to go first in our next game.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, you know, again, maybe not that great of a perk, but in this case, I think it is, to be honest with you, and I'll explain why. The game we're going to play today to determine our winner is called Weird Algorithm. And we were just talking about internet metrics, and Weird Algorithm uses the Internet Movie Database and their popularity index to take movie casts. You can refine a cast list in a movie based on their popularity, according to IMDb. In any given moment. So this morning I looked up some films and then I refined the cast list and I wrote down from first, you know, several down in order how people ranked, you know, whatever changes would occur to that cast list. Cause obviously you'll hear some of these and go, well, it's obvious who the star of the movie is and who the most famous person is, but how did they score in the algorithm today stacked up against other people from the movie? And I'll also tell you who's in the movie. You know, I'll help everybody by describing who's in the movie. And then you can even share answers in this game, but one person will get to go first in each round. And that person is I'll change it up so a different person goes first in each round, and but Jay gets to go first.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Clark, and then we'll go to Dan. But like I said, you can discuss your strategy. You can keep it to yourself, however you want to approach it. But it's a special edition of this game today because I'm calling it Weird Al Gore Rhythm. And all of the movies are scary, doomsday, climate change, pandemic, those kind of movies.
Okay.
So we're going to start with a motion picture that debuted on Netflix with quite a cast called Don't Look Up.
Okay.
So, Jay, you've got Leo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Timothy Chalamet, Kate Blanchett, Jonah Hill. Ariana Grande's in there.
Kid Cudi. What do you think?
Yeah, Kid Cudi. Who do you think out of that batch of people is number one? If your answer turns out to be correct and you pick the number one person, you get 3 points. The number two person, you'd get 2 points. And the number three person, you get one. Everything after that is no points. And the person with the most points after three rounds will be our winner.
Okay.
But I am ready with a tiebreaker.
Okay. So this is something I've learned recently when it comes to IMDb from watching my own page because of the TV show that I'm on. Quick cheap plug. So it's like when people start searching you more and more, it pushes your number up when you're more relevant. When Don't Look Up came out, I would have to go and say number one, even though it sounds weird to say, would be Jennifer Lawrence.
This is based on what it says today, not when the movie came out.
And even so today would be Leo.
You think of that cast, Leo's probably the most searched today.
Today. Most searched today. Nobody's thinking about Timothy Chalamet then.
Okay. I'll give you a chance to change your answer in a sec. What do you think, Clark? Where's your head at with this?
So I'm going to say Ariana Grande because she debuted her blonde hair on Instagram today.
Oh,
or yesterday maybe. So I gotta go with Ariana.
Weren't people giving her a hard time? Like she lost weight or something?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, but I do know her blonde hair is because she's playing Glinda in Wicked.
Right.
Yeah. So she's dyed her hair. But what's funny is it's just the same ponytail she always wears. So it's just as blonde instead of brown now, which I laughed at.
All right. So that's what she thinks, Dan. What do you think?
I'm going to go His Netflix documentary was just announced, I think, in the past day or couple days. I'm going to go with Jonah Hill.
Oh, because he's doing a documentary like about himself and his therapist or something?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. okay, so Dan's going with Jonah. Mm-hmm. And do you still like your answer, Jay?
No, I don't.
What do you want to change yours to?
I'm going to go, it's between one of the newscasters. So it's between either Tyler Perry or Kate Blanchett.
Oh, Tyler Perry.
I'm going to go, Tyler Perry.
Yeah?
I'm going to go Tyler Perry.
Okay.
That's what's there.
All right, so Jay's got Tyler Perry. Clark has got Jonah Hill. Ariana Grande. Sorry. Ariana Grande. And Dan's got Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the first piece of bad news is for whatever reason, maybe it's because she's not doing enough movies and TV overall, or maybe people, I don't know who's interested in Wicked at this point.
She's not even placed. But
she's nowhere.
Oh, no. We should look tomorrow.
And then unfortunately, Jonah, he ended up coming in eighth place in this cast. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Oh God. Time's out all together. Okay.
And Meryl Streep was number seven, and Melanie Lynskey was number six. Timothy Chalamet number five. Number four was Jennifer Lawrence. And then, so you missed out. Everybody missed out on points, which means nobody's losing, right, necessarily. Leonardo DiCaprio was third, so he would have been worth 1 point. Cate Blanchett, everybody's raving about this movie, Tar.
Oh, yeah. And
how she's just like on her way probably to another Oscar. So she came in number two. And then number one, and this can happen in this game because I'm not going to sit here and give away everything. Uncredited cameo in the film by Chris Evans.
What the fuck?
Yeah, gets Chris Evans the number one spot. Yeah, that was a tricky one. If somebody were remembered he was in it and that he's popular, then you might have said that, but nobody did.
I forgot he had an uncredited cameo in it.
Yeah, but let's move on to the next round. Let's get some points. We'll start with Clark, and then Dan, and then Jay. And again, you know, two people can pick the same answer if they want. You know, it's just, it comes down to strategy and whether or not you want to be stuck in having to deal with a tiebreaker at the end. The film is a Steven Soderbergh joint called Contagion.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. And let me just give you a quick reminder of the types of people who were in Contagion. Gwyneth Paltrow, first to die in the film, I believe. Matt Damon, Lawrence Fishburne, Jude Law, and Kate Winslet were all in there, amongst some other people.
Gosh.
What do you think? Is there anybody springing to mind for you, Clark, for who you think would be so searchable today?
Boy. No, not of that list you just went over. How about Gwyneth? I'll just say Gwyneth. She's always in the news talking about nonsense.
Goop.
Goop. She's
she's always talking about goop or something. What do you think, Dan?
I'll go Damon. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did he do something?
Probably, I don't know. Who knows? But I'll just go with star power. Hopefully, crack the top three.
I see. It's a strategy, Jay.
I'm not gonna pick Cowboy Curtis, aka Lawrence Fishburne, because ain't nobody thinking about him till John Wick 4 comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Jude Law.
I just saw an interview where, or you know, a snippet, because I don't, you know, you never read full things anymore. But I saw. Someone asked Lawrence Fishburne about, you know, the latest Matrix, because he's not in Matrix Revolutions.
Uh-huh.
And somebody asked him about it, and he said that it's not as bad as he thought it was going to be.
It's not as bad as it was going to be.
I guess that's kind of, I don't know if that's nice or mean. I don't know. And then they were like, are you sad that you weren't in it? He's like, oh, I don't care. I'm fine not being in it. I think he probably was just tired of how the work that must go into those movies, like the fight choreography and stuff.
The training and everything. Exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah, exhausting.
And he's like 87 years old because black don't crack. But like, so he probably couldn't keep doing it. Nobody's looking for Jude Law. Nobody can be looking for Jude Law in this day and age unless Jude Law gets arrested. I don't think there's anything looking for Jude Law. So I'm going to go with Dan and go Matt Damon.
Right? Sharia law is more popular than Jude Law.
Oh, no. I always think of when Sean Penn came out at the Oscars, it was like, Jude Law is one of our finest actors. after somebody made a joke about him, Chris Rock.
He was mad because Chris Rock made a joke about him.
I know.
Like, of all people. like, people get mad at Chris Rock's jokes.
At the Oscars, especially.
At the Oscars, yeah. Why are you making jokes about me at the Oscars? Well, because I'm a comedian, and that's what the Oscars have always done. Like, nobody got mad at Bob Hope or Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they did. Maybe it was, you know, more private back then. Okay, so who'd we pick? Did everybody pick one?
Dan, I picked Matt Damon.
Yeah, we were Matt Damon.
You're sharing Gwyneth. Damon, and Clark is going with Gwyneth. All right, we're all locked in. here's how it shook out. Fifth place, Jennifer Lawrence. She needs to work on this shit. Fourth place, because she's got a new movie coming out even, I think. Fourth place is Jude Law. Mm-hmm. That was accurately
figured. One of our finest actors.
An actor I neglected to mention, I thought, oh, if somebody remembers that he's in it and how popular he continues to be, maybe they will mention Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
Yeah, he is number three. Kate Winslet managed to get the two slot. I don't know what she's up to, but, good for her because she's terrific in that Mayor of Easttown, even though I always thought Mayor was like she was the mayor. mayor, but her name's just Mayor. And yeah, you guys did it. Number one, Matt Damon.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Dan gets to go first in this third round, and it's a good one. The motion picture is The Core.
I love this movie. Oh my God.
That's the classic where, hey, things aren't going so great here on Earth. Let's dig to the middle of it to solve our problem.
The core of the Earth is stopped, and you got Aaron Eckhart, Delroy Lindo, Hilary Swank, all go. Ah! I remember this great movie.
Yeah, they're in an Earth. They're in an Earth ship.
Yeah,
traveling through what magma or whatever the hell it is. We got Stanley Tucci, DJ Qualls, Aaron Eckhart, Richard Jenkins, Alfre Woodard, the aforementioned Hilary Swank, and Delroy Lindo. Who do you think, Dan, out of that crew? That daring, brave crew.
Hot off the sadness that is our society wanting to watch a documentary reenactment of a serial killer, I'm going to go Richard Jenkins.
Oh, because he plays Dahmer?
He's his dad.
He's Dahmer's daddy?
Yeah.
Lionel.
How is he depicted in it? Like, is he...
Oh, I had to... That happened a lot. Some of those killings and where Dahmer would kind of cruise around was very close to where I grew up. So I was very familiar with the story and everything. So I think that, just with a... not really my vibe. I don't think I made it past the third episode, and I thought I'm good with this. So I don't know how he ends up being depicted early on. He seemed to be a dad who realized his kid was into roadkill and wanted to like hope he would become a vet or a taxidermist. So they would like go pick up dead animals and then cut them up together, which he probably thought at the time was a real fun idea. And then, I think he was a little cold. I saw a scene where Dahmer tries to come out to him and he shoots it down real quick, which, again, it's probably just Dahmer's version of the story, but yeah,
even the movie's version, like the story, it's been proven time and again now lately that you can just say this is the story of this real thing and then just say whatever bullshit you want to say. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just happening in every movie now that's based on a true thing.
Yeah.
They change whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, but so you're going Richard Jenkins because of that night.
Yeah, I feel like people have just maybe searched him a lot lately.
Well, okay. So who does that leave? Jay, did you say?
No, I was... Now that Dan brought it up, because that would make sense, because my other choice was going to be Stanley Tucci, because people just randomly look up what Stanley Tucci is doing. Like, because he pops up in any and everything. Every time you look around, it's just, damn, here goes Stanley Tucci. So
yeah, he's on CNN. He's on a news channel just cruising around Europe on a Vespa enjoying pasta.
That's my he's number like one. That's my choice. Stanley he's Tucci. Like
looking for the perfect pasta in... Italy or some shit. All right, so you're going Tucci?
Yep.
And what do you think, Clark?
All right, I'm gonna go with Hilary Swank.
Oh yeah, hot new TV show.
He's got a TV show. That is correct. And so I'm like, I'm still kicking myself for not going Winslet in the last round. There was something that was telling me to do it, but I was trying to outsmart the game.
I know that's what's tricky about this game, is even people that know stuff, just don't make the right choices because
story of my life, Doug.
It's so
people who know stuff making bad choices.
It's intended to be tricky. And I do want to congratulate the three of you on this final round, because the three people you named are the top three.
Ooh,
DJ nice. Qualls did not make that cut.
Wow.
Yeah. Poor DJ. Oh, and Hillary's new show is called Alaska something.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where she's like playing
Alaska
like
Daily? Alaska
yeah. Daily. That's what she's in.
Yeah, she plays like there's like a murder or something, and you know, in Alaska they just are like, don't worry about it. And she's like, no, I'm gonna figure it out. coming in at number three, it's the Tooch, Stanley Tucci.
Oh,
okay. So that's worth one more point. So Jay, that brings you to 4 points. And then number two is the Swankster, Hillary Swank. So Clark is on the board with 2 points, but alas, Dan was so right with Richard Jenkins, because he's number one and worth 3 points. So that brings Dan to a total of 6. And Dan, you've done it again.
Wow. Well done, sir.
Well done.
Congratulations, Dan. You get to do your plugs first. That's pretty much all you win. That and the option of coming back. But what do you want to do for your plugs today?
We talked about it earlier. Come and see me November 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas. On the 17th, I'm doing like a comedy bingo show where we'll also raise money for no-kill animal shelters, food banks, and one more thing. Oh, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. And then Rory Scovel and I are doing a live version of our podcast, Pen Pals, on Friday night. I'm headlining at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. And then I believe Sunday, Doug Loves Movies with your own Doug Benson, plus a whole bunch of other sets. And I'll be jumping around and saying hi and stuff like that. So that's all in Houston. You can go to, they have a website, or just go to danielvankirk.com.
Yeah. I'm doing Wide World of Doug's there and Douglas Movies, and great guests on both of those shows. And I think they're announced, but this is one of those festivals where we got all fired up for it, and then it ended up getting postponed. And so now we're going back in. Same with, I was supposed to do SF Sketch Fest in San Francisco last January, and it got postponed by a year. So that's still happening this January, and that'll include a Douglas Movies and a couple of Benson movie interruptions. Nice. And I'll plug that more as we get closer to the date. Thank you, Dan Van Kirk. Good job.
Thanks, buddy.
Can't wait to see you in Houston. And of course, we'll see you back here on this show very soon. I'll talk to you off camera.
Great.
On camera. Jay Washington, what a delightful guest you were today. You knew more than anybody, so I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Oh, that's typical for black people. We do a lot of work and we don't get no credit.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's cool. I'm used to it.
Now you just gotta, you gotta pack up your knives and go.
Now I gotta be treated like Gordon Ramsay on season 3. I'm one of the chefs on Hell's Kitchen. Okay, cool.
This was so fun. And we gotta get you on, a live audience episode here in Los Angeles sometime soon. Because, I know you're not gonna crack under that pressure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and you'll have something to say. You'll know about the Halloween films.
Yes.
I don't know if that'll come up in November or December, but we'll see. What would you like to plug and promote?
Sure. Everybody can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mr. J Washington. That's MRJAY. You should really know how to spell Washington. My podcast, the Mad Titan Podcast, where I get you caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel and DC live action cinematic universes. It is Barbershop Talk for Nerds. And I am a part of American Gigolo. I'm a recurring cast member on Showtime. So check that out. By the time this comes out, the season finale will be out. You can catch me again in episodes 2, 3, and episode 8. So that's pretty much it right there. And as far as stand-up shows, I post them all on my Instagram. It's way too many. I haven't updated my website, so follow me on Instagram for all that.
And that's the show that I haven't watched any of it yet, but apparently Wayne Brady is plays kind of a seedy character.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
It's kind of an extension of his bit on Chappelle's show. I love Wayne Brady, so I'm very excited to see that and to see you in it. And that's on Showtime, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, with John Bernthal, who's a terrific actor.
Great dude. Great dude.
Okay, Clark Wolf, what do you got to plug?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Clark Wolf, Clark with an E, Wolf with an E. And I did want to give a little shout out, if they're still listening, to a couple of folks who are working or volunteering at Beyond Fest in Los Angeles. I was checking in and I was wearing a mask and I said, yeah, it's last name's Wolf, first name Clark. And they were like, we know who you are. We listen to Doug Loves Movies. Your voice sounds exactly the same in person, which made me laugh so hard. I didn't catch their names, but it was very sweet. So if they're listening, hello, and thank you for a great Beyond Fest.
Thank you all for a great Doug Loves Movies Scary Movie Festival edition show. My guests once again are Clark Wolf, Daniel Van Kirk, and Jay Washington. And as always, I thought you'd like to keep this.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in